Marcus, superb way to start life in the top level of non-league football.
Yeah, it certainly was a culture shock. We found out about the M25 car park on the way.
So did I.
So that kind of scuppered preparations, pre-match preparations. And in that first 45 minutes, it certainly was a welcome to Sutton. But credit to the players, they stayed in the game. And to be honest, the amount of goal scoring opportunities they got into and the chances they created, albeit, you know, from set pieces, but nevertheless, credit to the boys for coming in at half-time 1-1. We've spoke a lot about that pre-season in terms of making sure we get in at half-times. If we can't get in ahead, that we're definitely in games. And then I think we saw the benefit of that. I thought second half, we stepped it up. And at the end of it, you know, I was really happy with the second half performance and obviously the goals and the result. And it's a great start to the season.
Yeah, fair to say, as you've pointed out, the first goal came against the run of play. But once that went in, and the second half certainly, you got into your stride.
Yeah, I think the biggest positive we could have took from the first half is, like I said, we were still in the game and we knew there was a lot more from us. And listen, it wasn't a game of football today, if I'm being honest. The middle third was missed out and it was kind of a back to front game, and we had to focus on first ball, second ball and certainly restart, certainly against, and obviously concentrate on that going forward as well. So I just thought the boys second half, they really got that part of the game and they got on top in that. I thought our substitutions all had an impact on the game, and as a manager and a staff, that's what you want when substitutes come on to affect the game. And I certainly think, you know, Kwasi, Bobby Moseley and even Harry White, you know, they really made a difference when they come on as well. So really pleased with the whole group as a whole.
Yeah, someone like Asante, that's not a bad sub to bring on. You guy, you got your top goal scorer last season. But you blooded a few debutants as well. Amari Sterling-James, I thought, was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, you look at the starting 11, I looked at it, there was a few making their debuts today. And there's also quite a few who are making their debuts in terms of playing at this level. So it's a new group of players. But I thought they acquitted themselves really well and a really good, you know, to get 3 points away from home it is massive, and can't underestimate this result because their home form speaks for itself in terms of how they got up last year. And I think they've been unbeaten for how many games now, including pre-season as well, and we've come here, we've got 3 points and we've got a result, and we're absolutely delighted.
Yeah, because you mentioned there about Sutton. A lot of people would just see it as this is a clash between two newly promoted sides, so it could have gone either way. But Sutton, as you say, the home form, and they had a lot of experienced players, not who've just played at this level, but at Football League level as well.
Exactly, and you know, our group, like I said, we've had to rebuild the squad again this year. We done it last year, but we rebuilt with experienced players who had played at Conference North level and this level we find ourselves in now. This year, we've gone for younger players who have got potential to certainly play at this level, but we feel can go on and play in the Football League as well. So, like I said, I think they've acquitted themselves really well. They've adapted to the level. And I don't think there'll be many teams coming here picking up 3 points, if I'm being honest. I think this could be a real fortress for Sutton. Well, I hope it is.
Yeah.